This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia launched a fresh wave of missile strikes on Ukraine Thursday while heavy fighting continued unabated in the east. The new missile attacks came after President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Kyiv's Western allies to deliver long-range missiles and military aircraft to beef up Ukraine's air defenses. Also Thursday, the U.S. Treasury took further action on Russia over the war in Ukraine by sanctioning 8 people, 16 entities, and 4 aircraft. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The U.S. Department of Commerce said Thursday the U.S. economy cooled only slightly at the end of last year, even as forecasters are suggesting a recession is possible later this year. Later in the day, President Biden used a speech in Virginia to promote his record on the economy and said the country must pay what it owes.
The United States of America, we pay our debts. It took 200 years to accumulate that debt.
He also accused Republicans of wanting to raise gas prices and cut taxes for billionaires. He said he would veto any such legislation that came across his desk. From Washington, this is VOA News.